RPAC, another tournament, Coach. You've been involved with these for many, many, many years now. And, boy, it's been a great season. First of all, another 20-win season for this group. And by no means, you're not done yet. You want to add to that total. But as, you know, we've had a chance to talk a couple of times, it's been a great season for this bunch, hasn't it?
It's been fun. It's been fun to see the girls grow. It's been fun to see them mold together as a team and find, you know, find their spots and where they belong as a leader on the team. So absolutely, it's been a great season for us.
A couple of big wins at your place the other night and at Arapahoe bunch. I know you probably told those girls, your girls getting ready for the second match at, hey, Warriors, they've got some good girls. They took a set. They played you tough, didn't they?
They really did. We came out pretty strong the first set with a ton of energy. And then that second set, we just kind of crumpled up a little bit. We let them get to our heads. And Arapahoe, they always, you know, they always come ready to go during the RPAC tournament for sure. So, you know, we made a few mistakes here and there. And, we just kind of crumbled a little bit there. But ended up pulling it out, thankfully.
I know this year making some changes with, you know, graduating some kids and some new faces in there. Corbin getting her feet wet as a freshman. Brooklyn maybe setting a little bit more, setting and hitting. Mallory setting and hitting. But those girls have really adjusted nicely this year, haven't they?
They have, yes. Starting back in summer when we said we were going to try a 6-2 and see where it was going to take us this season, you know, the girls always kind of look at us coaches like we're crazy, but I'm like, just trust the process. We're doing what's best for the team. So they've done a good job of taking ownership with that and all of them just finding their place on the court.
Fourth meeting, it seems like every single season it's Southwest and Cambridge three or four times, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it's always something.
Both teams know each other so well.
Yes, we do, and that's just it. You know, we might find a night to pick them apart a little bit, and they always find time to pick us apart a little bit. So, you know, just who can come out on top at the end of the day is, you know, whoever is going to, you know, come in with, you know, strong mentality and physicality as well.
What's it got to take for this? This is the most important meet of them all for a chance to play in the RPAC title game this time around, Coach. What's it gotta have to take to once again to punch that ticket and then go to the big match on Tuesday night?
You know, after playing them last week in the triangular, you know, we just realized how or what they were doing against us. Those Gnomes girls really picked apart our defense with their attacking. They had a phenomenal night of attacking. So hopefully, we've critiqued some things up at the net with our block and just changed some things on our defense. So hopefully that'll help us get the ball up and, you know, just finish up at the net as well.
And no rest for the weary after, you know, go Monday, Tuesday, then you're getting the very next week. Hey, it's postseason time. It's time to the real season, the postseason is here real quickly, isn't it?
It is, yeah. These last 2 weeks are, you know, just kind of like March Madness. Like, you're just go, 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 go. So once we finish up our pack on Tuesday, we're going to start gearing up for what's to come for districts.